think I just got raped by a bulldozer.
Ouch.
You sure it wasn't a road roller?
Even just imagining the mechanics of that is terrifying.
Transformers more than easy.
Is that the sound that plays when they get a boner?
No, that's the transition.
I know what it is.
Oh. Actually, yeah, that could sound like when Transformers gets... No, Transformers getting boners.
No, everyone knows what the Transformer sound effect is when they get a boner. Head on!
No, it's ding.
For Transformers to get a boner, does it require them inserting a mini con into their ass?
Nope, Headmaster.
I like how quick you were with that answer.
Transformers is life. But they can't aim for shit without a target master.
No, Transformers is to Gar like Star Wars is to me.
Or like Conrad or belt mechanics are to me.
Yeah, but you've been half-assing that for a while.
Hey, Marin Baron...
That's because mostly they've been pretty on point with sticking to their bone mechanics.
Remember when Baron stayed in his suit when he swapped from the Sengoku driver straight to the Genesis driver?
Fucking hate everyone!
Alright, Ichi, I have a challenge for you for a belt mechanic. Why do Showa era riders are able to disguise their belt and then it magically appears?
Because it's
part of them biologically.
But where does it come out?
Their crotch.
Alright, let's do this.
Look at Kuga. Look at Agito. It just kind of forms.
Well, with Kuga, it was stored inside a jewel that was inside his body.
Raven, could you cue the roll call for us, please?
Cue the roll call.
We're live!
Zenkaigan!
Connect.
Loading.
Watching all the anime, Webcaster, Joe Raven,
Equipment Wielder,
Bluecaster, Cheetah Zazil,
Loyal and Lack, Beatcaster, Light Red,
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Auto Guard,
from Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster, Noble.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome, everybody, to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger episode Chikorita. Whoa. That's right, we're in Gen 2 now. It's an exciting time.
Whoa.
Nobody gives a fuck about Chikorita, though,
It's been 3 long years, but we're finally in the second generation.
Oh my god. New Pokemon, new areas, new gems.
Wait. So are we like...
And new baby forms for all the old Pokemon.
Woo!
Is that like Indigo Caster?
I don't know. Let's ask.
Like the Slowpoke having its shoulder on its tail? Now he has one on his head. It makes him super smart.
Super edgy.
And if the shoulder falls off of his head, then he forgets everything that he was as a Slowpoke.
It's actually Adventure Week on Pokemon Go, so we've been catching a lot of rock Pokemon.
I got Shuckles.
I also Shuckles.
I now have a Golem. Kabutops, Omastar.
Gar asked if a Chinchou was a rock type.
No, you did.
You were like, is Chinchou a rock type? I'm like...
You 100% did, Gar.
We were all there.
It's a water electric.
And then I asked, is Hitmonlee a rock type?
No, he's a fighting type.
Yeah, is Pinsir a bug or a rock type?
No.
Just stop digging your own grave.
He smashes rocks with his pincers.
He also murders Metapods.
Is Lavatar a rock type?
Yes.
Oh, that's why I found one.
Slowpoke is best Pokemon. That's all there is to it.
Anyways, this week we are talking about Kamen Rider X8 Episode 31, Kyuranger Episode 14.
Woo.
And for our feature topics, we are cramming two very small bits together. We are talking about Genmu Special Part 3, as well as the... Kyuranger Brave, aka Power Rangers Dino Force Brave, Episode 1.
Can we just have, like, in the thumbnail, like, not even, like, the whole thumbnail, but just, like, one part of it, just Dan's face, like, smiling on Chikorita's body. I just want to see that.
Okay.
I can just see it.
I am the Game Master.
No, I can just see it now.
I am the Grass Master.
No, Chikorita, go!
No, that's me.
And then behind him is Poppy with the Buggle Driver, because she basically like summons him like a Pokemon in this episode.
Exactly.
But
instead of a Buggle Driver, it's a Pokemon.
Did you get a drink? Oh,
I did.
Yeah. If we start coughing, it's because
we like wheezing.
No, well, I just got over a cold, but now I have allergies, so.
And with me, I just legit almost went Super Saiyan in Extra Extra Cast Ranger this week.
If I take this Benadryl gel capsule right now, within the next like 45 minutes to an hour, I will fucking fall right to sleep. So I'm not going to.
It becomes a battle against the clock.
Yep. Guys, we forgot. Aircaster is now a full member.
He's now a core caster.
He is now a core caster until September, October area.
Yeah.
Whenever the new Kamen Rider series comes out.
So if that bothers you, I'm sorry.
But Aircaster, we all love you, just like how much I love this book.
Now I need to make a form for him in the Champion's Engine.
Give you this offering of cupcakes.
Or a box.
He doesn't want them. Bucks of Bucks!
Yeah, we've been making up other Bucks of Gadgets all week. Bucks of Bucks.
Hey
Bucks
guys,
of Bus.
I'm ready for boxing.
Bucks of Bucks!
That's like when I go up to coworkers at work and like flash like a coffee mug in front of them and go, hey, I'm mugging you.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I do that, make that
joke. Okay, I'll give you that one.
No! I made my old coworker Ashley die laughing when I did that.
The best part is if it was that Persona 5 mug that says on it, you'll never see it coming.
Lane,
watch your face.
Bravo,
Gark! Gark tried to throw an empty box at Lane's face.
I mean, like this?
Instead, it flicked off his hand and landed harmlessly on the ground.
No! In quick news, I got a Nintendo Switch, so now...
Why didn't you mention that in the news show?
Damn it, Lane!
You keep doing this!
Because I like talking about my personal news, personal life, on the actual show.
Shit,
you won't listen to it.
Well, how about we switch to talking about Exade?
Oh, Dan! Oh, you're so cool!
Ryan, stop feeding the geese!
Ichi's with me on this!
I mean, I like him now, but not that much.
You're on the Dan train.
Oh god,
I'm a member of the Dan clan.
Whoa, it's so bright in here.
That's what happens when you take off your sunglasses in the middle of a dark room in the evening while it's cloudy out!
Legend Critical Finish!
Gross.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
No.
You're not sorry, but...
I'm, like, trying to be like, no.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Okay, so, the opening changed slightly. They've added Dan back to it, but not in the little spinny bit, which I kind of wish they would.
That's fine.
But also, Paradox Level 99 is no longer silhouetted.
Oh, that happened last week.
Whenever. But, there's still one empty slot in that little gathering of the heroes, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, that fourth blank space is obviously Kyria.
No,
it could be either of those.
It's got to be Kronos.
I'm surprised they don't give it to Poppy, because like she's a rider and a part of the team now.
Yeah, you're a respective member. Really?
Respected.
No. Hey!
Not respective.
Don't you diss Poppy!
I have three friends. You know, there's there's Brave.
And then the dead guy.
Poppy looking up with hard eyes, and Kyria.
I saw that coming.
Poppy, we were friends, right? Flashback.
Now I have four allies. I have Hiro, Taiga, Kyria.
And Nico.
Nico. And now my new best man, friend Dan.
No. I can just see it. When they all get together to fight Pawad, it's going to be like, my old friends. Emu, Hiro, Taiga, Dan. Hi, Game Master.
And Poppy. I like Poppy.
No, it's like, and Poppy, I love you. Ew.
So, I'm just going to say this right now. This is so far my favorite episode of X8 ever. Oh my god, so much fucking Dan. I loved it! He's become such an amazing fucking character. Like, he was already an amazing character from the beginning for me, but just, like, everyone now is, like, on the Genmu hype train of just how amazing Kuroto Den
because
is
everybody's
as a character.
Been let me correct you on one point. Mm-hmm. It's Shin Den Kuroto.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's
yeah.
Shin
he is
Kuroto still Den.
Dan Kuroto's dead, remember?
Yeah.
This is Shin Den Kuroto.
Shin Den Kuroto.
Hashtag bungled.
With Kota's shirt from Kamen Rider Gaim Summer
yeah,
Dome.
Yeah, someone noticed in the Facebook group that the shirt he's wearing is the same shirt Kota from Gaim has worn.
Get it? Because he calls himself a god?
Just like Gakusano is just like sitting there watching X-Day and he just sees that.
Motherfucker!
Motherfucker!
Is he wearing my shirt?
Is this just the shirt that they give to people when they become immortal monster men?
Well, no, it was probably from like their stockyard of clothing or like club outfits. And it's like, oh, wait. Guy,
at least
right?
at least it works better for him because it's purple.
No, I can just see like Gakusano just yeah watching the episode just like,
damn it.
No, like he's wearing the same shirt.
Oh, well, one of us has to change.
So wait, so are Emu's pants just Wataru's pants?
Could be.
I don't know.
Remember that guy? Red pants
no, remember that guy in Kamen Rider Ghost where he wore a light like jacket from Tokyuger, but they legit took out the art.
Oh yeah.
So,
man, we are cheap with clothes.
So when we watched Go Rider, the whole plot was about Dan's backup plan in case he died.
Yep.
But apparently that wasn't his only plan.
Oh, he's a genius.
So this sort of leads into something that they established at the end of the episode that pretty much retroactively changes the entire significance of the Bugsters and human death over the course of the whole show.
Please? Go ahead. None of them are actually dead. No. They're all stuck on a cloud. Like,
everyone who's ever been killed by a Bugster is alive in the cloud. Yeah. A.K.A. the Proto-Gadgets.
Yeah, that's why the Proto-Gadgets are
so
important.
Wow, we haven't had a plot bomb that heavy
like,
in a while.
Whichever Proto-Gadget they got defeated with, that's...
Whichever Bugster killed them.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. But Kiryu dies from the dangerous zombie Gadget.
But there's no Proto-Dangerous zombie.
He's just gone.
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, Kiryu's just gone.
Oh,
yeah,
no, I didn't think
yeah.
of that!
So that means Kiryu
like...
is just gone.
Oh, no!
Also... quickly speaking about Dangerous Zombie, I love that Dangerous Zombie was literally a gadget that Dan specifically designed to be compatible with only himself because Pallad tried to use it for a fucking Kimewaza attack and it was like infecting him too, just like it did with Kiryu. So I'm like, that's awesome that Dan just made a gadget that only he can use. That's so good, clever. It's so. Like, it's totally
like,
it.
I'm sorry,
character.
I find that hilarious now, just to think, like, everyone's all excited for him to be like, Kiryu's coming back!
No.
It's like, he got killed by a dangerous zombie, which doesn't have a prototype. Or does it? Back in, like, Dan's old base.
Well,
like,
I mean...
Like, under a desk, proto-dangerous zombie.
Well, the thing is, we watched that gadget get made over the course of the show, so...
Yeah,
in theory, that is
unless,
the prototype.
Maybe.
Think about this, though. Dan... made, like from all 10 previous games created the dangerous zombie Gashan, right? So what if he does come back?
I don't know.
What if Kiri just comes
that's
back as
really
like a fucking mindless zombie? Because he got killed
no!
by a dangerous zombie.
No. Honestly, at this point, if they bring Kiri back...
They're going to need a damn good reason.
Like you got to be fucking hardcore.
Well,
no,
I mean, I've got it. Cronus will rewind time.
Yeah, I mean, he has a reset button. Oh, God, if they fucking end this like Ryuki, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if I think we mentioned it, but I'm not sure. Confirmation that it is Kamen Rider Cronus, not Kronos.
Yeah, Cronus.
Because we saw it on a Gundam Rising card.
And from seeing all the pictures that we've seen for X-Aid, it's Dan Masamune. Like, it's totally him.
He is the most likely candidate. It's not yet confirmed, but that's the theory we're going with.
Yeah.
But what if? What if it's all...
It's Ren.
What if it can't be Ren? What if it's all the people that have died come back?
Just
into
like
one
as like
body?
A hive legion.
Just a bunch
whatever.
Of voices coming out at the same time.
Oh god, that'd be creepy.
No, just Cronus just walks out.
No.
Speaking of which, me and Ichi came up with the joke earlier. Which basically, we find out that Dan has 98, like at the end of the episode, 97. He has 97 lives. And then well, I said it out loud.
The thing is, this show, this episode, they sort of start confusing the idea of the lives and continues.
Yeah, like at first I was confused. It's like, wait, he has a continue, but he has lives?
So basically, you can look at it either way. He has 99 lives or 99 continues with one life each.
Yeah. And
the heads-up display that comes up says life point. And I'm like, life points? This isn't Yu-Gi-Oh!
Only while Dan Kuroto. I was killed, but... I was killed by a rampaging bugster on my victorious day of ruling Gencorp again.
I have 97 life points to assemble the 10 gadgets. Oh god.
No.
Which is weird because
the 10 gadget trophies.
Yeah, because someone noticed that if you look at the episode preview where there's like a clock right before Cronus appears. The icons that are in the smaller circle on the clock, people are starting to match them up to the 10 gashets. So that whole thing about becoming a super doctor by clearing the 10 gashets actually might have some significance.
Hero's dad.
I have another theory that I want to put forth about that.
Has it been since he
Yeah, because it's
shown?
I don't know and I don't care.
Like the I think it's like the Mighty Hammer.
Yeah.
Brave Sword, the Bang Bang Shooting Gun.
There's a trophy from Box
the
and Bike.
The trophies.
The one after that looks like a bike seat, which could be Shakariki. Anyways,
yeah.
You can look at them and make your own assumption, but the next thing I wanted to bring up quickly is I have a guess regarding Muteki Gamer, which hasn't been shown yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Muteki Gamer is like a cheat device, and at the start of the show... they mentioned becoming a super doctor by clearing the 10 games. Now, remember how Kiwami Arms was a combination of all of the arms fruit?
Yeah.
My theory is that Muteki Gamer is created by combining the 10 plot gashets.
Ooh, so he'll just be able to use anything.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
And he'll just summon all the Gashikon
weapons.
Oh,
that's why it's like a cheat device, because he's using everything in every game.
He hacks all items.
That's awesome! I hope that's it.
Doesn't that sound like a great theory?
Yeah.
I honestly forgot.
I think you're right about that.
We'll put that on our record and we'll see what happens.
Haven't we been wrong?
Dan decided to set up his office inside fucking Poppy's dormy from Beat Cabinet, and I fucking love it. Like, you see him actually setting up, like, a desk and a laptop. Poppy's like, no, you can't put that shit there! And he's like, eh.
A Kamen Rider Chronicle poster in the background.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
And then there's, like, another point where, like, they're, like, all, like, questioning Dan, just like, what the fuck? Like, how are you back? Or whatever, like that, like, and stuff. And then, like, even Pilad, like, goes, how can you transform? And he's like, well, I'm a bugster now, but I still have remnants of my human DNA, so I can transform again, so ha 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 ha.
Which actually makes perfect sense, because the gamer driver is based on human DNA. When he was a turkey head, he was full bugster, and then when Poppy slapped the driver on him, it like reawakened his human DNA.
But how can you use the belt? Well, technically I'm a bugster, but I have human DNA, so...
Yeah, so fuck
just
you.
Just flip Pilada.
The double bird.
But yeah.
Just the double bird, so it's like, fuck you.
So, like, as we said, Dan has, like, a 99 lives, which he wastes two in this episode. But the first time he, like, dies, like, at first, it's funny, I saw, like, the clip, and I saw him, like, game over, and I was like, no, come on! And then he just comes out of, like, a fucking Mario pipe
that
says, like, continue, and he's just standing there, arms crossed, like, stop!
No.
I was just like, yes!
All they were missing is just a bloop, bloop, bloop.
Just comes back up.
So my buddy,
my buddy
Reggie, he actually bought, like, the Figgy Arts Mario warp pipes, and he's gonna, like, make Dan's, like, continue pipe, and it's fucking awesome. So, someone made, like, a gif of, like, him actually coming out of a pipe, and it's fucking awesome.
You ain't never had a friend. What the fuck? Never had a friend, never. That me.
Yes.
Just as he responds, what do you need? What do you need?
So that we also learned that Dan if he touches Paradox,
he
reduces his level
because
he can just fuck up with him.
He's gone full Xemnas, and the Mighty Action X Proto Origin Gashit is based on the power of nothingness because it's level 0. Which makes me wonder, the driver, I'm kind of sad the driver didn't go level down when he, like, engines.
Level down.
Also, Dan says grade zero when he transforms.
Yeah, because, because he said grade three when he went check Ricky's course.
But yeah, so it's not like he can permanently reduce Paradox's level. It just happens every time he fights him.
Yeah.
And
I think it's he has to get him down all the way for it to actually have a backdoor. It's only during that encounter that he's down to that level.
I foresee when they finally defeat Pallad, it'll involve Genmu draining his level all the way down.
Reduces him to level 1, he just has a little level 1 Paradox suit.
Oh
just,
my, you know what? I'd like to see it.
You know what?
I miss the level 1 suits.
Why? Hang on, if Pallad's a bugster,
mm-hmm.
why can't they just suck him up into the Buggle Driver 2 and just leave him there?
Because his Gashat wasn't used in the driver.
Yeah, well, although that is a good point to bring up.
Dan did it
Poppy
with all the others.
Mighty Action,
why can't
Mighty
you do
Action
it with Pallad?
X and the driver's away.
I mean, it's safe to assume that when they created this, why they made it so that Pallad was resistant to it.
Because
Pallad's like a special Buckster, and he's the first one.
That,
so.
Or, you know, the writers just don't want to talk about it.
It's too easy.
Yeah, it's like, then we won't have a show. No, we would still have a show.
But yeah, speaking of the Buggle Driver's why, it's, I just... Not only do I love the new dynamic of Dan being their teammate now and just going completely Kamishiro Tsurugi with a I'm the man who stands at the top of this team.
Yeah,
it's funny because they're the exact same color.
Yeah,
as well,
purple. But yeah, I love that Poppy has him on a leash via the Buggle Driver, effectively making Dan a Pokemon.
Yep.
Literally, as Pallad walks out, Poppy runs up with the driver and goes, "Dan, I choose you." And throws him out onto the fucking battlefield.
Yeah, and also we did confirm, which it wasn't really that hard to realize, Poppy did infect Dan's mother, so...
Whose name was Dan Sakurako.
Yeah, it also
does
was
that have a meaning, or...?
The name isn't, it's just we know what the name is. Which brings an interesting dynamic to the table.
Masamune. Yeah, Masamune. What's
Sakurako.
And Kuroto.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I was going the wrong direction.
That's not what I was talking about.
Because I forgot.
So,
no. You first.
So Dan's mother was infected by the Bugster, and Poppy was created by Dan, which means Poppy is, at the same time, Dan's mother and effectively his daughter.
Yep. Mm,
that's creepy.
Oh, the shippers are having a field day.
That's like how Randy might be Ricky's dad.
And at first, like, they try to get through to Dan and they think they did. He's like, and like, Tiger's just like, oh, like, fucking, you should pay for all this shit that you've done. And Dan's just like, huh, I can't think of anything that I could be sorry about that I've done. And I'm just like, you prick.
Well,
you fucking,
I mean,
fucking prick.
He's not wrong.
He was doing it all to benefit himself, and because he knew that all the people that have died are just in the proto-Gashats.
Yeah, you know what this is? You know what this is?
One,
these
yeah.
machines?
It's the Digimon Emperor!
Oh my god, yeah!
Also,
except
in the Discord chat.
Except it's in reverse. That's a fan edit, I've seen it. The shoes are the wrong color. Someone posted an image of a laser level 3 figure, but it's a fake. No, what I was going to say is, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
Uh-oh.
The proto-Gashats?
No, we were talking
Poppy,
about...
Dan, Digimon Emperor.
Oh, yes, so it's in reverse, whereas with Digimon, the violence was real, but he thought it was a game. But in this case, everyone else thought people were actually dying, but Dan knew that everyone was perfectly fine, which is why he was able to maintain his don't-give-a-shit attitude the whole time.
Wait, is that the actual thing in Digimon?
Yeah, in Season 2...
I never actually watched Season 2.
The Digimon Emperor, Kenichi Joji... I'm sorry for spoiling a show from fucking 2002.
Oh, spoilers!
The idea is he thinks it's all a video game that he's the main character of. He doesn't know he's actually harming innocent creatures.
No.
Oh.
And halfway through the show, he realizes it and becomes good. Anyways.
That's the legit thing?
Yeah.
And he's the one with the crest of kindness.
So this is the opposite
and
of that.
That's why Wormmon turns into Stingmon, because it's like a Kamen Rider. Once working for evil and then becoming a good guy to fight that evil.
Hey,
I never knew why
the
Digimon
does look like a Kamen Rider.
Like I never knew why
that's
the
idea.
Was a
but here's the thing: if we pay attention to the stuff that gets said while they're in the CR office, they mention that Dan purposely infected his mother
to keep her data alive.
Yeah!
Which brings up an interesting thought. Maybe she was already sick and dying, and he infected her with the Bugster in order to preserve her until she could be cured of some disease that they couldn't cure at the time, maybe?
So Dan is Victor Freeze?
Exactly!
Yeah! So,
Dan is more human than we thought!
Yeah, so...
But he covers it up with his Game Master nonsense because he doesn't want to feel feelings. Dan is becoming more and more of a well-written and interesting character by the second!
Yep.
Oh.
Gar, put your hand down. This isn't school.
Yeah. Okay. And then there was the other thing, like, later in the episode when Pop... When, like, he protects Poppy by a Pallad's attack. You hear his heartbeat, in which it symbolizes, like, he is human. Like, he is still human.
He learns the value of protecting a life. Protecting the life of his daughter slash mother.
And you even see that, like, even Poppy's, like, when he's trying to talk to Dan, he even looks over... She looks over at Emma and she's like, I know you can't forgive Dan for, like, everything he's done, but, like... You have to understand that we need him to succeed.
Okay, but like, really? Can X-A just, like, use Maximum Mighty X and just pick up Dan and use him as a shield? I mean, he's got, like, he's got 97 lives.
No!
You know what? I expect they'll do that at some point.
Dan, cuddle my forearm. I'm using you as a shield.
I meant to say something earlier when we were talking, when we were comparing Dan's life counter to Takaru's 99 days thing.
Yeah.
You know how Takaru's catchphrase throughout the end of the show was Mugen no Kanose? In this case, it's Genmu no Kanose!
God damn it.
Ha!
One thing I pointed out is with Emu's shirt in the episode, usually with his shirts, they're like numbers and stuff. With the shirt in this week's episode, it was 23, a reference to the episode when Dan died in episode 23.
Yeah, I wear this because this is my favorite number. When you died.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dick. Yep. No, it's like, Dan, are you on our side? Yes. Don't you trust me? Spaceballs.
Also, we get the return of Charlie, the Shakariki Sports Buckster, who, honestly, out of the 10 games, he's my favorite.
Featuring an ET
Well,
reference.
Other than Poppy. Poppy's my favorite.
You
but...
made an ET joke as he got shoved into the sky.
Yeah, and, like, freaking Maximum 99 has, like, fucking stretch powers, and, like, his arms and legs can extend.
Who are
like,
you, Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
I was going to actually make that riff, but I figured it was too outdated.
Oh, no. When you read RPO, you know, the short-down version of Ready Player One, RPO, they make a lot of 80s references and tokusatsu references, so... You know, you get those references.
I wonder if you like that book.
Can I just point out, it's weird that Dan, with his, like, respawning body and, like, non-humanity, he still has a cell phone somehow.
That was weird.
I
find it hilarious, because when he did protect Poppy from Pallad's attack, he game overs, Emu shows up, and you just see Dan walk up the hill. It's like,
yeah, like, they don't do the warp pipe the second time, because it's a serious scene, but I think that would have been funny.
It's like, no! Oh, right.
He just scurries out of the tube and just starts running in to get into the scene.
You know what he should do later? When the next time they're fighting Paradox? Like, as he game overs, he just warp pipes up behind Paradox and sucker punches him. Or just, like, full Nelsons him and levels him down.
There you go.
Like, well, XA, do it now! Maximum Mighty Makanko Sapo!
When he respawns, grab the elastic thing and then full Nelson him and just wrap all around him.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
What's this move? Ah, shoot. This kills me. I mean, it killed me.
Yes, Dragon Ball Bridge joke.
But yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Makanko Sapo.
That.
So, like, Dan's thing this whole time was, like, he made Chronicle to just be like, yeah, so then, like, everyone's data and, you know, they live forever and have continues and not just one life. And Emu's like, no! That makes us, like, that stupid.
On what I was talking about, which brings a new, like, context to the whole creation of Kamen Rider Chronicle. He wanted to create a way for humanity to have more continues.
Mm-hmm. And
he wanted to have humanity surpass itself.
And what are our main characters? Doctors, which would make them obsolete.
He even said that he was going to do something that normal doctors could not. Oh my god, Dan has such depth,
right?
Oh my god, he wants to get rid of the the free medical care.
I'm so glad I like decided to make this man my favorite character before the show came out. I chose correctly.
And that's why I chose Kyria. All my characters
Something.
Die.
The other thing that was interesting is that apparently Brave, when he killed Motors last episode, got the Gasha trophy for Buxo Bike somehow, because aren't those only supposed to appear to the Ride players? Because the Kamen Riders are not players in Ride Kamen Rider Chronicle. They're enemies.
No, I still want to question.
Maybe he just threw the Ride player at Charlie to defeat it.
I mean, they cut away from that fight, so very possibly.
They cut away from a lot of fights.
Yes, like I said last week, we skipped three other fights that were going on.
Kind of expecting this episode to be like a part two of that, where we saw those fights.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to question, like, the public knows if you play this game, you will die.
But
so why are you still fucking playing it?
The only people that are still playing it are people who've had people game over.
Yeah, so, like, this guy's mother who, like, is playing Chronicle because to avenge, like, get his son back or avenge his son.
How do I open the menu?
No, but it was funny too. She was going to get groceries or something, and then like Charlie just came out of nowhere, stole her bike, and like knocked it over her groceries.
Why is this a Keeper Ranger episode one?
And he's just like, ha, bitch, and just like running off, whatever. And she's like trying to fight. So you hear like this like middle-aged woman just in a Ride player costume, and I'm like, wow.
Actually, you make a good point. Poppy's not part of Kamen Rider Chronicle anymore.
Yeah.
They know nothing anymore. They don't have a tutorial anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of which, whatever happened to all the other Bugsters?
They've been defeated.
No, like Rafa.
They're waiting.
They're the high level bosses. None of them are unlocked until the rest of them are defeated, which doesn't happen until this episode.
Oh.
That was a point they specifically made. The only Bugsters.
Except for Paradox.
Yeah, the
Paradox
only.
Raid boss that would just fuck your shit.
Yeah, he's like the super boss. You can fight him outside of the final boss, but he's stronger than all of them.
Stronger than you.
But yes, the only Bugsters left are Ren, aka Lovrica, Graphite, and Paradox, and of course Cronus is probably at the top of the pyramid.
Wait a minute, did you mention Tokimeki Crisis guy?
Yes,
yeah,
I
Lovrica.
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 Where the fuck is he at?
Hiding.
Crying.
He legit, like, match. Just like with Hiro's dad, he magically fucking vanished from the show. Why is what this show coming up with characters that just magically vanish?
I don't care. Hiro's dad sucks.
But yeah, so let's get
he
to the...
He would suck if he had more screen time.
Let's get to the highlight of this episode. The team-up of our mighty stepbrothers.
God fucking damn it. I just love it so much.
Hey, what are you doing? Just watching Cops.
Yeah, I really wish when Poppy... Instead of saying the two mighty, he said the mighty brothers.
Yeah, but...
The super mighty brothers.
This is interesting, because up until now, I thought that it was nothing more than a cheap cop-out that Eggzaid was able to separate from the mech and still be level 99. But now that he's, like, teaming up with Genmu, it kind of works.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was always fine with it.
Oh, Raven, I forgot you were here.
Ouch.
I didn't
say anything. What do you think of all this, Raven?
The episode was fun.
Like a video
our leader, everybody.
I especially liked where Dan died and then came back out of a friggin' pipe.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I have more lives. Oh god.
Oh Jesus.
And Genmu has a catchphrase now.
Yep.
Whereas Emu's is "I'll clear this without continues."
Dan says "I'll clear this with."
Even
continues.
If I have to use continues.
Yeah, even if I have to use continues.
That's so
funny.
Perfect.
And then they just...
Hey,
look.
It's better than their original one. Hey, I'm grump. I'm not so grump. I want somebody
and
to...
And we're the mighties.
If anything, Dan is grump.
I think Emu was the grumpy one this episode.
Well, yeah, for this episode.
Just add Game Grumps audio to, like... Emu and Dan fighting with each other.
And where are the Genmu Grumps?
And then they proceed to Wombo Combo Paradox, and
holy shit!
Fucking amazing.
And when you say Wombo Combo, It's legit fucking Wombo Company.
Hey, Foco! Oh!
I just enjoyed seeing Genmu fighting with the Gashikon Breaker. That was neat.
I'm kind of sad I sold mine to Goldcaster. So I'm like, fuck.
You just sold your breaker.
There was a lot of wire work going on this episode.
Yeah, and like during like their Hisots or whatever like that, like they managed to get Paradox's level down to 50, and then just like while they're doing like these like speeding up like slash attacks, Genmu just does this awesome like jumping in front of Paradox, does a spin kick, and like jumps onto the other side, and just like, oh my god, it was just such good teamwork. I loved it.
I like how 50% of what Dan was doing to Paradox was his own fault, because Paradox kept punching him into the fucking metals.
Yep.
Yeah. Flexibility.
Has anyone else noticed Genmu's kind of like fighting style is really weird now? Like, he's kind of just like all over the place. Hell, there's like a shot of him where he gets like knocked over by Paradox, and like you just see him like kind of like ragdoll physics onto the ground.
Because before it was all about the business, and now he's just playing the game.
Oh,
wow. Never thought of it that way. That's awesome.
And he doesn't care about dying.
Exactly.
Get your hand in the game, guy. Wake up.
He's literally just rushing right in, like, I don't care if I die.
He's straight up Leroy Jenkins.
Come right back.
I just thought about something really fucking stupid but funny.
What?
In like a later episode, Dan, like in rider form, they're like, I broke my leg. Tiger just walking over, shoots him in the head.
No,
it's okay. It's okay. I had another guy.
Dan responds, what the hell, man? What?
Your leg's better, right?
You weren't useful without the leg.
Oh my god, my leg!
He gets crushed by a building. Taka just shows up. Guy? Nah, give it 5 minutes. Really? Oh, you're such a...
So,
dick.
So because Pallad uses the zombie gashet against Dan, when he blocks the attack and they defeat Paradox, he gets the zombie gashet back, which is interesting because next week we're going to see what I'm going to head and call Zombie Action Gamer Level X, which is him using Mighty Origin and Dangerous Zombie in the Gamer Driver.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I just followed this Family Guy reference with like the perfect way of like what Noble just said. Like basically Dan's in pain, in which he's just waiting to be like game over to come back. It's like when Stewie goes to an alternate timeline, fixes everything. The one from this, like the Stewie from that timeline, starts to dissipate from like existence. Gets crushed by something. He's like, ah, help me, man. Help me. I'm like, oh my god, I can feel all my blood. Yeah, but you're gonna die in a second, so don't worry. I'll burn in hell.
So then, like, they go back to the CR or whatever, and
it's a gift for everyone. Well, trophy for Domirima.
Don't worry me if I beat Gash, a trophy for Emma.
Yeah, why didn't Poppy just give that to them?
Because he defeated
like,
them.
Really?
Then
why,
you don't want to see that Bugster.
And the other question is, how the fuck did Dan actually get that?
Because he can make
well,
them.
I mean, they did clear the game. It's just kind of weird that the
it
trophy
didn't...
never popped up.
Have we ever seen the Doremifa beat?
It's Poppy! All
right.
And then Dan...
I think we've seen the Doremifa beat Bugster around.
Sorry, my brain just half fired. Like...
Dan gives Taiga Gashagear Dual Beta, and he's like, here you go, because I can make this shit.
And for some reason, he put Tattle Fantasy on that one, too.
Yeah, and then you see Hero's like, I don't know.
Well, he answers...
Yeah, Hero quickly checks his pocket like, what the fuck, did he pickpocket me?
No, and then Dan answers Hero's question, like, yes, your girlfriend can come back. And then just, like, Nico's, like, starting to, like, oh, I don't like you. Takes out lollipop, just gives it to her. She
Nico,
turns around and starts
get,
licking it.
You get a lollipop.
Well, yeah, it was to shut her up.
No, it's great. No, it's like, what about me? It's like, what about me? I have a sucker.
And here's a little sucker for the little sucker.
Sucker.
And then Poppy gives Dan a yellow card, which I'm sure will be a gag.
It's
we'll
a
see a lot more
and
of.
And he, like, hides into a corner, like, fucking, like,
picks up
like a stuffed rabbit and is just like, ah!
If you had told me that Dan was going to do that at the start of the show, I would have called you a dirty fucking liar.
Just go back in time. Hey, you know that motorbike guy?
You're going to be cowering in my corner in 30 episodes.
Yeah. So he's like afraid of both his mother and his daughter. It's super funny.
It's so weird, but I love it.
No, he's afraid of Poppy. There's a difference.
Because
she can put him back in his Pokeball.
Return.
But But yeah, pretty much honestly, my two favorite characters in the X-Aid are Dan and Poppy. I love both of them.
I think when I get my Buggle Driver's Y, I'm actually going to print out that image of Dan when he's trapped in it from last episode and put it on my driver.
That's what I need for my picture frame. I just need that picture of Dan just like That's great. I love that someone took like the Buggle Driver commercial from the
X-Aid and added Dan trapped in it.
Like, that was great.
Yeah.
They should make a gachette that just has that image on it so you can put it in the gamer driver.
Oh yeah,
when
yeah.
Open the gamer driver, it's just Dan trapped in it.
yeah, that'd be funny.
So next week all four of them team up. Cronus appears.
Shit hits
and,
the fan.
And we already talked about the Gashit emblems on the clock.
Are Gashit emblems on the clock?
Yeah, how yes. So so if you look at the smaller circle of the clock, that there are emblems that look like the 10 Gashits.
Oh.
We were talking about this earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Get your head in the game,
man. Yes, next week is the debut of Kamen Rider Cronus.
And we'll soon find out who he is.
Who could
You watch. Someone on the Facebook group mentioned, they'll do the same thing they do every time something new is debuted. They'll only debut it at the end of the episode, cut it there, and then we won't find anything
yet. Now we're going to have a two-week break.
Well, yeah, because as you saw, there's a clock timing down, so it's going to end up being like, oh, if you don't defeat me in this amount of time, something bad's going to happen.
Oh, you know what? That's probably it.
Guys,
so
golf's
the entire episode
start.
Is
going to
revolve around watching that clock.
I could understand. Timed boss fights are a thing in video games. I
okay,
guard,
calm down. Just golf.
But golf's about to start.
No, but golf's bad in terms of Kamen Rider because it delays it.
Not for Ultra.
Then they'll do a golf gashit.
Ultra Golf?
No, it's gotta be the NES golf game.
No, it just needs to be that fucking awesome kaiju mech golf game.
Oh, 100 foot robot golf?
Yeah, I just have
golf.
Fucking Ultraman in
we
there.
We still gotta play that.
Yes, we do.
Anyways, can we get on to my favorite part?
Yoshilucky! Alright, so this was a heavy Garu-focused episode, which I've been waiting for a long time, because I loves me some Garu.
Explain how I felt about this episode.
You were dying. Yeah, for the man who I asked earlier this week, like, you're like, oh man, freaking, the best thing in Tokusatsu this year was freaking, just the Power Rangers movie. And like, you don't like Key Ranger? Eh. And you're just dying. Laughing, having so much fun with this episode. I'm like, you hate this show? Bullshit!
Okay.
Yeah,
I
giggled like a fucking schoolgirl watching this episode.
That's the difference, though. Like, this is a filler episode.
Filler episode.
Yeah, it was a hilarious filler episode.
Anyone who's playing Persona 5 will get an extra chuckle out of this episode, because it was totally
Phantom
Thief stealing a treasure from a palace!
But just...
Alright.
But yeah, the thing about this week's episode of Kyu Ranger is that Garu's kind of under the weather, mostly because he keeps not being picked for a mission down to Earth. He's always being left on the Orion.
Garu got his groove back.
Again.
Which I was like, I know how you feel, buddy.
Good dog. Did you just try and pet Garu?
Good dog. Good dog. And now just paying my head.
No, and even Lucky, it like gives him some encouragement. He's like, "Hey, man, come on, don't worry, you'll get your chance eventually.
You'll trust me."
And I'm just like,
every dog has
this
day.
I'm like seeing Lucky like encouraging Garu and telling him like, not everything's gonna be that bad.
But it's kind of sad now though, Lane, when you have 3 out of the 11 Q Rangers gone and he's still not being picked.
Okay. Anyways,
and even after all this, Raptor still doesn't get to do shit.
Yeah, Raptor's been like thrown under the bus recently since your debut.
Like, this weird thing though is like I just mentioned, Stinger and Champ
and Kotaro
are nowhere to be seen.
They
went hunting Scorpio.
Well, one went to base, aka he went back to school because he's a kid.
Yeah,
and the other two,
he went back to go take care of his brother.
No, he went to the base.
No, Kotaro went back to film his flashback episodes in Amazons.
Yeah. Oh my god, watch that be the reason they did this? Because he had to film Amazons?
Yeah, we're going to see like flashbacks of him like mom nomming his mom.
No, he'll just come back on Q-Ranger with like a bloody face.
What's up, guys?
Training went well.
It's definitely for school. Because he is just a kid. He's probably still in like an
He's just a kid and life is a nightmare.
That's what happened to Jiro. Jiro went back to school.
There's a flash from the past.
I'm just a Q-Ranger. No. I'm just a bear, and I'm just a bear. I'm just a bear.
Stop.
I'm just an Amazon.
Sorry, I'm so used to Raven hating me before the joke gets worse.
And I just don't have the energy to reach that far across the room.
Anyways.
I must reach through the internet.
Hey, I got an email from Raven.
So we get introduced to the, like, governor of... For this thing.
This guy
was weird, man.
Yutaro Jan.
And he's like a UFO monster or something.
Who steals people?
He steals luxurious people.
He steals anything luxurious and like
people
and like whisks people away with his teleporting remote. He literally just points at them, clicks a button, and then
gone.
Yeah, like
it's like Goku whenever he
not even like with a clever teleport effect, just cut.
It's like in Team 4 Star of Goku's
instant translocation.
I can't do it.
You have to put your finger in your cheek, then inflate your cheeks, and then just flick your finger out.
No, you put your finger in your mouth, and you just go up and down, up and down.
If you don't know just what it is!
I can't do it. But anyways, Garu finding...
Weird mouth tricks with Ichi.
I'm the one who loves Garu, but apparently you're like freaking just like fanboying over him.
It's in his name.
It's in my name. Garus have to stick together, man. The Garu.
Oh, quickly, just like at the beginning, they were like doing a fight or whatever like that, and like Sho just like finishes everyone off, and Ryu Commander's just like, haha! I impressed even myself, and I'm like, that's our Sho.
I did it.
Quit showing off.
No.
Ooh.
Sho Rampo is awesome. I'm just going to call him Rampo.
Yeah, it's like,
hooray!
Yeah, this is the mission. Spot that and Lucky have to go in and rescue all the luxurious people, while Balint, Nagare,
and Garu,
and
Garu,
Hammy.
And Hammy have to go in and basically make sure Spada...
Schmaltz their way into getting the remote so they can open the cage.
Yeah, to open the cage with Raptor and Sho being left on the Orion. Mayhem fucking ensues.
That is the best way possible to describe
it. Like, Hammy, like, tries to, like, seduce the fucking, Yutaro, and, like...
By the way, very nice maid outfit.
Not as good as Luca.
Hammy's adorable.
No, not as good as Luca.
No,
she has a younger charm to her than Luca does.
Not as good as Kasumi. Because Kasumi's bae. But Hammy is adorable.
She's cute, but she's useless.
Am I going to get my own episode? Maybe after Garu.
Next week, actually.
Yeah.
Again.
I think the next movie's yours, Gohan. But in which... So basically, Yutaro has like this remote with 6 switches on it.
The remote. Oh, I thought he said go.
What?
It's from Muppets in Space.
Oh, I haven't seen it in like
forever. Which applies, because Space Rangers.
I haven't seen it in like forever.
I said no, Bo. No! Oh, I thought you said go, Bo. Go!
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
I get that reference.
Yep.
For me, one of the really funny things was just seeing Balance in the suit, because he clearly just took off, the suit actor clearly took off the robot suit.
Yeah, and just, like, the head.
Balance was a fucking treat this entire
and
episode.
I love how when they were talking on the communicator, he was, like, tapping his, like, scale ear.
His earring.
Yeah. It's like in Mega, like, Super Mega Force. Hang on, I'm getting the transmission. Pull out the goat, like, the Mega Force morph. For it's
the
like,
goat?
It's like, you guys do have morphers that are cell phones, right? No, you're just going to talk to the tiki head, okay. Oh!
Just like the mouth on that dude.
Yes, it is I.
But yeah, and then the best part about Balance is he shows up as they're leaving the palace with a fucking traditional Japanese robber's rucksack on his back.
Like,
even after transforming.
Like, wasn't there a mission that they also had to do, like, grab something that...
Well, no, Balance just
Stole shit because he's a thief.
We also got to
see... He's been there for Futurama.
Yes!
I like stealing stuff.
I like taking things.
We also got to see Beatbuster's character as, like, the...
Finally!
And he's fucking, like, he sings a song for the palace or whatever, and
which,
it's fucking great.
Which, by the way, the name is amazing. It's the Luxury Heaven Space Dragon Palace.
And it looked like... Okay, Raven...
Yep.
When you saw that thing from far away, did it look like a Haru to you?
I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, it looked a little bit like a Haru from Gundam. That's what it reminded me of.
In which Garu's...
I was more laughing at the naming scheme for this place, but you know.
Like, yeah, the Luxury Heaven Space Dragon Palace.
Fucking...
What's the acronym?
Dragon Palace.
This...
Lizdip.
Basically, Garu's been having bad luck throughout the entire episode. Every time he presses a button on
John's remote,
legit, it cuts to
Lucky.
Spada and Lucky running through like this,
the corridor to the jail cell,
like the maze to get to the jail cell. Legit,
hole.
There's a hole right underneath them. It's just like boom. Boom,
it really is testament to comedy's rule of threes, and I fucking love it.
But, in which it's like,
remember, comedy comes in threes.
In which they notice it, it's like, and they legit end up where they started. But the joke goes even farther. They don't just end up right outside the door. They roll like onto the other side to like the next building.
It's like,
over.
It's like a fucking laundry chute.
Yeah. In which Spada doesn't have his hat on, in which it's like when Raven doesn't have his hat on. It's like, whoa.
Ah, put it back on. But no, the best part of that whole side of it was the third time where they like, okay, it's not going to happen this time. And they catch themselves.
It's like, not going to happen the third time. Out of nowhere. And I do mean out of nowhere. A death pan shows up.
It's just a death pan.
Hit Spada.
No, Greedon just used the wrong lock seed.
Like, it hit
Spada.
No, Spada tried to make a rope, but he used the wrong Q-tama.
Oh my god, that just reminded me of a Winnie Pooh joke, or Winnie the Pooh joke.
Yeah!
What was that, Eeyore old buddy? I said, ouch. He realized he's no longer hanging on the rope.
And then we get this hilarious, this, like, joke between freaking Rompo and Raptor, where just, like...
Every other word she says, Sholopo comes up with a plan for him.
So, like, first off, Raptor's like, oh, man, like, you know,
we
the chef
sushi,
and just zoom in on fucking Rompo's face turning around. Sushi! We need sushi! Here! Use this Q-tama!
And the best part is, they forego the whole pool bit, and he literally just throws the Q-tama down the pool hole! Yeah.
So first he does sushi, but then, like, he spawns a giant fish, and Balance is like, well, Spawn's not here, so we can't cook a fish, and then, like,
And then she mentions magicians.
Yeah.
And then
pigeons!
There's legit...
Rubber pigeons.
A pigeon Q-tama.
There's a fucking...
Can we talk about the fact that that fish wasn't a swordfish and it was... Or wasn't, like, the fish that it was before and it's, like, scary as hell?
Yeah.
It was
like
a zombie
fish or some shit.
Have you seen my dad? But, and that, like,
I don't get it.
It's Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo.
Have you seen my dad?
Oh.
Well, it's technically a flush away joke making fun of, you know, Finding Nemo. But in which Balance becomes a magician this episode. Takes
off
his
hat! Oh my god!
It's just
the funniest shit ever!
Like, where's the pigeons? Tips the hat over. Fake pigeons come up. There's just dead fucking silence.
Why is there an object of phenomenal cosmic space power to summon four rubber pigeons?
I don't know.
Why?!
I think the Q-tamas do something different depending on the user. Hence why it summoned the weird demon fish and not the fish that it summoned before.
And then you're forgetting the most fabulous part, though. Balance starts acting like a pigeon.
Yeah.
He just, like, shuffles up and stuff.
He, like, tries, like, counting in French and, like, he's like, French isn't cool!
Or no, then it's like... Leo and Spada finally make it to the barricade after four fucking tries.
Well, no, and what's funny is every time they fell down the hole, they rolled out of the fucking building into a fucking dumpster, and then, like, at one point, like, Spada's, like, covered in boxes and, like, his head stuck in a box.
Just not pay attention to what we say.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Because we
said that already.
I already mentioned that.
I'm sorry.
So then we get to the best part of the episode. Oh, Utero Jo... By the way, how the fuck does Raptor have a fucking happiness meter for Utero John?
I don't know.
Tokimeki Crisis?
He plays a lot of Undertale.
Like, there was actually, as they were watching Utero John from the Orion, there was a fucking happiness meter! What the fuck?
What are you doing about that?
The answer to your question is Kutama.
But no, the best part of the episode. Oh, Utero John was happy when Hammy was around. Maybe he likes girls. And Sho pulls out the master plan.
The woman.
Oh my god.
The Virgo / Otome Kutama.
It's
which
really...
Without a second fucking thought.
Oh no, there was a dance.
Even
one.
Though Sho has been feeding them bullshit the whole evening.
Yeah. Even the actor calls them out. It's like, stop. Like, making plans on the last word I fucking say.
Garu, without missing a beat, activates Virgo, and we get a full-on henshin sequence of him transforming into a concubine. Ugly concubine.
Into Ultima Cute. And it's just like,
Okami Blue super form confirmed!
And it winked!
It winked at... Even the Kutama was like, Otome!
He's Geisha Garu.
Yup.
Yeah. And I have to say that Kutama is actually really pretty and I want it.
Oh yeah, we forgot about the dancing Kutama.
Yeah, they did the ending dance and it didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they didn't do the pelvic thrust.
Guys dancing, that's not cool!
Well, fuck you then.
I think this monster from space is a little homophobic.
Yup.
Oh! Wait, is it more homophobic than me doing handshakes during Spin the Bottle?
Yeah. Greencaster is more ballsy man than you are.
Of course, he's Greencaster.
So, Garu does some fucking ballroom dancing with Utero John.
Because John's like, ooh, you're pretty. Let's go dance.
Yeah, I'm in love.
It's like,
how did you know I was a furry?
And then Garu's like, is this what I get for being the last of my race?
Yeah, like, oh, don't launch into that martyr bullshit!
You're no Dororo from Sergeant Frog.
So, Garu has the whole self-motivating test my own luck speech and hits the blue button because Garu, and that's the right button this time. I was so ready for a fourth trapdoor.
Where everyone
another
just falls through. It's
everybody
like.
Everybody falls.
No, trapdoor under the prisoners.
No.
Then at least they would have succeeded and it would have been funny.
You want to know what the joke should have been? Every button was just the trapdoor.
Just trapdoor under the whole thing.
But no,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, there's actually just a button on the other side that just says release in big bold letters.
But they're like, they're trying so hard to, like, be, like, sneaky and stealthy about all this and,
put
like,
their
try
shit
and,
at it.
Yeah, and, like, to get this remote. But then, like, how they actually get it is Garu just, like, beats the crap out of him. He's like, ah, oh, fuck this. And I'm like, why'd you have just done that from the beginning?
We need
like,
it.
He's.
We need plot.
No, he's a fucking, like, super, like, pampered, rich asshole. He's not... He doesn't have any combat experience. He doesn't fucking care.
And for all we know, he has no method of combat aside from that remote.
Yeah, so...
All he's just... done this whole episode is live it up in luxury and press his remote at people.
Exactly. Honestly, this is, like, the best filler episode Q-Ranger has done so far.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's the only other, like, filler episode, and that was Balance's birthday.
So after they free the prisoners, Hammy comes out from the other room after having probably had sex with another customer.
Awkward.
Hammy, where were you? Don't ask.
I don't want to talk about it.
Are you sure? I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm not the last of my kind anymore.
Oh!
But it
oh,
wasn't
God, that would be horrible.
Q-Ranger, 10 years later.
Or I like how when they're about to defeat the monster, he goes, I love you!
Yeah.
Go out with me.
You know what else?
Garu, like, stops for a second, like, maybe I should.
Now I'm just thinking about the scene from Gokaiger.
I love you.
The Car Ranger tribute episode.
The greatest part when they were fighting Yuteru Jan is how Silver legitimately shoves his scythe blade up Yuteru Jan's asshole.
Yeah.
Wow! This show's going real interesting places.
Goes ballsy there.
So because there are giant robot fights in Sentai, Ryu Teo busts out, and because Orange and Sky Blue are not around, we get Ryu Teo with the Silver and Gold mechs.
Though when the helmet does go on to Ryu Teo, you still see the Orange and Sky Blue Kutama orbs there.
I'd have to rewatch that to confirm. Then Ryu Teo does a sick ass roundhouse kick.
Yep.
And then we see Spada Leo, or not Leo, Lucky, and Garu fighting off the monster. I keep forgetting his name.
Yuteru Jan.
Jan. And then two things I thought of. One, it's funny because all primary colors are fighting or joining forces.
AKA the colors of three man teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three man team.
And Life Man.
Hurricaneer.
And Hurricaneer.
Go on,
Hopper Ranger.
And Geki Ranger. And GoBusters. Okay, now I'm done. And Abba Ranger. Before Abba Ranger.
I said Abba Ranger.
Yeah.
But then, me and Lane first thought of this. We're glad the Yellow Rangers are males again.
Is that sexist?
No, it's like, because that's how...
I didn't say I'm happy. I just said I'm...
He said you're happy.
That's interesting that...
3 years in a row so far.
Toki Sango was the last female in Yellow Ranger.
And as Lane was saying, where's our male pinks?
Yeah, we need male pinks.
I want to see it.
Nah, Gar's just like, it's not going to happen.
Watch it happen, then.
Stop trying to make pink.
Zuo Human. He was pink.
Eh, he wasn't an actual Zuo-ju, though.
Yeah, he is.
I would like to count it.
Zuo!
He was in spirit. He was in spirit, damn it. How dare you?
Yeah.
Don't you dare hurt that little man.
No, of course not. Mario's awesome. All right, calm down there,
bud.
Stop
doing the fucking X8 pose there, Gar.
Anyways, so... So, they open the box or whatever
that.
And then the thing that Balance
the
stole.
The thing that Balance stole.
Which I guess is, a thing well-known in Japanese culture because they talk about it with familiarity, even though none of them are from Earth.
Basically, the thing is, if you open it, you'll age rapidly or something. He opens it, it's empty. And since, he's a mechanical life form, doesn't really do much to him.
Actually, we know Balance is 300 from his birthday episode, and then he's like, I feel 100 years older. I guess I'm 400 now. 100 years of birthday presents, bitches!
And then Nagare's like, happy birthday.
Balance.
It's like...
Proceed to see Nagare saying happy birthday 100 times.
Happy
God. That would be great. Instead of the ending dance, it's just the credit.
Happy birthday.
It's just a hard couple different scenes of just Balance running, trying to run from Naga. Naga keeps saying happy birthday.
It's just, oh my fucking. This was such a great episode.
It really was.
I know, right?
How can
people not like this show? It's so good.
It was so comically stupid. It was hilarious. Every joke worked.
And we only got 3 Yosha Luckies this time.
Actually, there were 6.
Really?
I counted them.
Oh, yeah, what's the Yosha Lucky count?
There were the ones you may not have noticed were during all the Q-Let the Chance scenes. When I say six, I am counting Garu's, because we're counting anyone's, not just Lucky's.
That's why I asked if you were counting everyone's Yosha Lucky's.
Yeah, the only ones we don't count are the ones during the recap. So, there were 6 this episode, which brings our total up to 191.
Wow.
God.
Yep. We're still doing it. Jeez. I'm officially more diligent with this than we were with the easy count from the Ninja.
Yep.
Easy.
That's because nobody cared about the Ninja.
I'm working on that.
I mean, you're right.
Yeah. Next week, we go to a different planet. In which it's
Ocean Planet Bella.
Yeah, Ocean Planet Bella, in which...
Aquatar.
It's a hammy episode.
Although we got a shot of Raptor holding a bikini, and I'm interested to see where that goes.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, you're the only one who wants Raptor in some weird...
Spoilers. It's not Raptor's going to wear it. It's Garn.
Ooh, Garn. Garn's going to wear it.
We already started.
Garn's getting in touch with his feminine.
Hey, Naga, put on this bikini.
Okay.
Naga's wearing it.
Balance, am I pretty now?
Yeah.
Balance is just like, oh, God.
Just
yes,
Naga blurring the emotion of love.
Balance, what does being horny mean?
Ask your mother.
Well, Naga.
Save that for the V-cinema.
Naga Ray V-cinema.
Naga Ray losing the V-cinema.
Oh!
Speaking of which, in a month, we'll get the Zoo Ultra V-cinema.
Fuck yeah, I can't wait for that.
Oh, that's gonna be fucking amazing.
So, I don't know.
So, yeah. Hopefully next week's episode is also as funny as this week's.
I don't know, this is a pretty high bar.
This, right now, is my all-time favorite episode of Q-Ranger.
There's so many good ones.
I'll say this. If next episode isn't going to be funny, I'm sure Hammy's going to find it fucking hilarious, because that's the only character development she has.
Yeah,
what's the next episode I get? 30-something?
What?
Yeah.
Alright, well, anyways.
I mean, she's had two so far, technically, so...
Oh, yeah, the episode went with Mr. Pegasus and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other one.
that other one I can't remember off the top of my head because she's not really
important. I don't know the actual one. So far, there's only
one. The episodes are hiding in your memories because she's a chameleon.
Chameleon.
Wow, you really went there.
If you're going to sing it right.
What?
Chameleon.
Also, for her episode, it should be her, Lucky, and Balance on a team.
What is that?
One of the lyrics of Comma Chameleon is like something, the colors of my dreams, red, gold, and green.
Oh. I thought you were leading into that Chameleon should be paired up with Shishi because Leo and Melee.
Oh!
No.
Anyways.
I was doing an 80s song reference because I'm horrible.
How dare you?
Hashtag real Melee forever.
Yes.
These are their reincarnations.
I want Rio to come back. Just anything.
All right, let's move on to our feature topics. Subtle.
Featured topic.
So, Gemini episode 3, plot is Dr. Pokemon Man. End of story.
Dr. Pokemon?
Next feature topic.
That's pretty
accurate.
Seriously, actually.
Yeah. It was literally 5 minutes long. There's not
X-Aid
much to talk
plays
about.
Taiko no Tatsujin, and it's funny because Oni difficulty, and he's fighting Hibiki, who's an Oni.
And you can...
X-Aid fought Hibiki. Then he used the fucking Taiko drum to gash it, and for some reason, instead of a form change, it was just drumsticks.
Because he put it in Kimiwaza, not the actual gamer driver slot.
And
so is this like...
It's like when
Beat Mania.
It's just like when Genmu puts Shakurugi Sports in the Kimiwaza slot instead of the level 3 slot, it summons the bike.
And you could see how worn out the Hibiki suit is. Like,
well, it's been
God
fucking 12 years.
Yeah, but Jesus
Christ.
You expect
them to just remake the suits every year for crossovers.
Genmu does Gunma Rising Critical Strike, which summons all of the title riders in the fucking sky.
That was cool, and that kind of... makes me need to get the Gomorrah's Gashin. Sorry, Noble.
It's what Heisei Damashii's rider kick should have been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at the end, Dan pets the Pac-Man head in a really creepy way.
And now
Dan has completed his collection of the Rider and Namco Gashins, and we never see them again.
I'm going to be a horrible person. When he finally gets in the episode 2 or whatever, when he got Pac-Man against the gate,
mm-hmm.
I like in the back of my mind, I'm just like, you're gonna gobble my balls now, bitch.
Oh, okay.
I liked it. It felt like a good ending to the Genmu miniseries, even though it involved Genmu zero bit.
I mean, a bad ending to a bad show is technically a good ending.
Eh.
The miniseries was bad, the ending was bad, so it was a fitting ending.
Oh. Yeah, I felt weird. It didn't involve Genmu that much.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that this is what's going to have Genmu's logo on it.
It was because Dan, like,
wanted to collect all of the riders.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, he, but
this
he, should like,
have
he
been
got
like
all these
origin
gadgets.
Story. How Dan, like, how Dan became, like, the first mission he became Kamen Rider Genmu on.
Yeah, that would have been neat. Like, the process of developing and testing the Gamer Driver, something like that.
We'll get that in the X-Aid Gaiden.
Maybe.
Oh, X-Aid bonus
Genmu
stage?
And Kyria, the X-Aid Gaiden.
I'm calling it now. That's what the V-Sim is going to be
no,
called.
No, it'll be Genmu and Paradox.
It's going to be Kamen Rider X-Aid bonus stage. Kamen Rider whichever one.
It'll be Genmu and Paradox because it could be both. It would be around the same time. The origin story better explained about how Dan created the Bugster virus and infected Emu and Palad was born and blah blah blah.
And there's gonna be people being like, "Oh, what if it doesn't have a V cinema?" Gaim has had a V cinema. Drive has two V cinemas. Ghost only has one V cinema, but it's still V cinema, which still isn't subbed. X8's definitely gonna get a V cinema.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
But then again, everyone has already gotten like their own mini series.
Yeah, that's
proper
why
Genmu V cinema.
Mini series / one shots.
If I get a Genmu V cinema, I'm gonna be so happy.
Like Laser only has a one shot. Brave only has a one shot. Snake gets a mini series. Yeah. Genmu gets a mini series. Poppy technically got
Poppy
a mini
and
series.
Paradox haven't had anything to themselves.
Poppy's or Poppy people Popos and. Poppy,
Paradox
Poppy
of E-Cinema. They were not Paradox.
Yeah, but, it's,
Cron-
but that's not a Kamen Rider Poppy series.
True.
Yeah. Cronus V-Cinema. Fuck
oh.
it.
Girls in
there
Trouble.
Everything
Kamen
else
Rider Nico Poppy.
Alright, let's get
and
on to
yes,
our...
yes, the stars on her chest are the amount of Rider trophies she has.
Cool.
Oh, neat.
For Nico, because she has 5 in this episode.
I wonder if that actually affects her level, or if she's just putting stickers on every time.
It's like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Level, the amount of stars, like her level.
Yeah.
I never understood the whole star thing.
In Yu-Gi-Oh! Monsters level 4 under can be summoned without sacrifice. Level 5 and 6 require 1 sacrifice. Level 7 and up require 2, maybe 3 sacrifices if you hit level 10.
Talking about the stars on their weird wrist bracelets?
Those are star chips. Those are different things.
I know about them.
Okay.
Anyways, let's talk about Power Rangers Ultra Dino Charge. Because I wish that's what this can become. A third season for Dino Charge. Because it would be better
would
than
be
Ninja
so
Shit.
I would be so down for that.
That would be so cute.
That would be so fucking
cool.
Think of this. It could be an alternate timeline where the finale of Dino Charge was different. You know, like, when they defeated Lord Arcanon, the new villains in this were, like, his own army. Like
his generals that he had hidden away to come when he was defeated or some type of thing like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And this takes place years after, like, Sledge's defeat and stuff. That's why there's, like, new gear, new weapons, new Zords.
Sorry to go off topic for just a second, but apparently this is Jake the Dog's true form.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's not actually a dog. He's some weird blue alien thingy. That's, wow.
You mean dogs can't actually shapeshift? Bullshit!
It's sad that that show's finally coming to an end.
Cool, maybe I'll actually finish it, because I only got 4 seasons
after
in.
After like 8 years.
Anyways.
But yeah, just...
So the Kyuryuger Brave / Dino Force Brave episodes are 12 minutes each, including the opening and ending.
Yep.
So this is literally a show with episodes less than 9 minutes of content.
Wow.
So it's even to think this has less of a runtime than Steven Universe.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And Steven gets like
and
so
I, and I have to say I've watched about 3 episodes of it and the rushed pacing is very very apparent.
So that's a bad thing.
Yes.
Well, I mean, seeing as 2 random people are just giving morphers for no real reason except they were there.
Hey, you two are here. Here's morphers.
You guys,
hey, you can use them.
You guys
yeah, they revived.
Punches.
Thorin revived somehow.
The guy. Chances are in the Power Rangers Dino Force, like Korean edition. Chances are he probably didn't die.
Here's the thing. Thorin being here is completely understandable because think about it. There have been dead characters who came back as spirits. Cyan and Gray did it. Why not Torin?
The Spirit Rangers.
Yeah, Torin collected the 15 heroic icons and came back to life.
No, it's just like in Courier. It's like at the end of their series, spoilers, even though it's a fucking like 5-year show, like came out 5 years ago.
Something like that.
But basically they destroyed Hellgate.
The good guys won.
Thank you, Raven. They destroyed, like, the Hellgate thing or something, which basically means that whoever does come back doesn't really have a physical form anymore.
Yeah.
So, which Torin's this...
A spirit.
He's more or less a spirit. Spirit Ranger. Which is kind of shocking, because in all the...
You could say he's a Phantom Ranger.
Oh!
In all the press images that we've seen for Kyoryu Brave so far.
Can we get Kyoryu Silver Brave?
There
That'd
is.
Cool.
Like, there's no silver, cyan, gray, or violet. Or navy.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just the core 6.
Yeah, it's just the core. Which would make it perfect for his third season of Power Rangers Dino Charge. So cool!
So cute.
So Neo Devos attacks. We have their...
What's every organization...
Being
called?
Neo?
Yeah, being Neo nowadays.
Familiarity.
Neo Amazon. Neo Davos.
Neo
so over cliche... went... No, I called my group Genesis Shocker, not Neo Shocker.
Anyways, so our new main baddie is named Desaurus. And then he has...
Because he's got dinosaur faces for shoulder face head pads.
Yep. And then he has 6 elemental generals. His second in command is Wayhab of Water.
Greatest joke ever.
Way?
Yeah.
Ahab.
Oh. Yeah, Captain Ahab from Moby Dick. And he was created from the... And his suit was made from the Thin Man's suit from Pure Uter.
Yeah. That is a thing. All the, designs, I think, are basically redesigns.
A lot of them are, and... The one that's the most obvious is Rymane of Lightning, which is very clearly a repurposed Dugald suit.
And Homeras, which was...
the Fire Guy, which was Endorf.
Yeah, Endorf, that's his name. Like, his name's Singe in Dino Charge, but I'm like, what's his
Endorf. The Forest Moon of Endorf.
I just walked...
Yeah!
Just all the Ewoks' heads are replaced with Endorf.
Sorry. And then the other generals are Tsuraira of Ice, Arashu of Wind, and Jinarik of Earth.
So we got our own little, you know, bionicle team here.
Yeah.
Everything changed from the Endorf attack.
I wonder what their Korean names are.
Well, didn't you watch the Korean version?
I skimmed it. I didn't really pay attention to it. And, you know,
if you know what their Korean names are, post in the comments!
The girl, the Pink Ranger, is fucking creepy looking.
She's not even in this episode.
No, well, she appears at the end going, oh.
she's creepy looking, and in the
green guy is the creepy one.
Apparently she's actually a bitch, too.
If you want to know the weird thing, not to sound weird or anything, but the guy wearing blue became the Black Ranger, and the guy who
I know, right? That bugged me!
Yeah, that was weird.
That really fucked with me!
And it's like, they even have the same character traits as Kyoryu Black and Blue, but the colors are reversed.
Yeah, and like, their dinosaurs are switched.
It's like...
Now the black is the stick.
Yeah, that was really awkward to hear, too. Because like, their suits are still their
suits. It made perfect sense.
Yeah! Like
did they fuck up in post-production and be like, fuck it, just leave it?
The suits are unchanged, but they swapped dinosaurs. It's really fucking jarring. But I was willing to let it go and just enjoy the show because I loved hearing all the voices. Like, the guy who voices the narrator is back, a.k.a. Kyoryu, the first Kyoryu Violet. The voices of Torin, Candelier, and Lucky Euro are back. Most of the cast who played them in original Kyoryuger are back doing the Japanese dub voiceovers.
And at first, I was fine with that. But then you remember this is a dub.
We're getting an Ultraman Tiga problem here.
No, we're getting, like, original Godzilla problem here.
Yeah, it's really weird seeing a dub of a Korean show in Japanese.
Well, no, that's not even the problem.
Dubs of Japanese shows in English.
It's the word flaps.
You know what?
That's the problem.
Like, I recognize that as a problem, and to some people I can see how that would be jarring, But honestly, for me, that was the most negligible flaw of all.
Yeah, like, once it got to, like, the fighting sequences with the Red Ranger, I honestly, you know, didn't care about it. I'm like, you know what? Just go with it.
And speaking of the Red Ranger and the rushed pacing of the show, he just fucking shows up, Proto Man style, and goes, I'm a dinosaur child! And starts whooping ass, including pulling out a fucking street sign and going full-on Heiwajima Shizuo on all the Zorima's asses.
There's a third thing that I want to bring up with this show, actually. Where does this fit in the timeline?
It's some point after Kyuriger, that much we know.
I want to say it's after 100 years after, because none of the original characters, like, no one from 100 years later.
I'm going to say that they're going to pull some bullshit where Dinosaur Child is actually Daigo's son.
Daigo's long-lost brother.
That's kind of what
I would have said, Korean.
Shut up, you racist.
Because his name is Dinosaur Child.
Maybe he's a world traveler. We knew that. He had a son with someone in France.
Yeah, Dinosaur Child in Brazil.
There you go.
Dinosaur Child! I'm coming!
The dinosaur child of the Dinosaur King.
Dinosaur King's your destiny. I'm gonna make your move.
There's only one thing that bugged the hell out of me. The fact that they kept the old morph tune and it doesn't fit well with the dance.
That said, I actually liked the new dance.
I didn't like the line, though. It's like, I have a sudden urge to dance now.
Well, I mean, they don't know about the thing, the fact that it makes you want to dance.
I thought that was perfectly natural.
Was that the thing in Kyuriger? It actually made them want to dance?
Because the melody of the earth, when it's playing, it channels through their body and it inspires the will to dance. It was completely explained in Kyuriger.
Oh, I never knew that. I thought they just did it because it was like, hey.
No, it was explained.
But I like
with the power of death.
Samba!
But I like
the powers of Kevin Bacon.
I like their dance that they do in this one because they do this really cool, like, sweeping kick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking awesome.
Which is great because they actually use that kick in combat in later episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wish that they used a different, like, standby morphing suit instead of this.
I'm actually glad. I think this show managed to strike an acceptable level of balance between familiarity and new.
Newness. Any music bit that I want to talk about, though, it's the dub, like, it's the dub of the opening ending. I'm, like, on my phone, I almost yanked the charger.
Yeah, those were kind of rough.
But basically, on my phone, I have the Korean opening ending to Dino Force Brave, and I am hooked on them. I love them.
I haven't listened to those yet.
The
Japanese version.
The Japanese versions, it sounds a bit off to me.
Sounds like they were trying to do the originals.
Well, no,
like,
it sounds
for the ending, yes. For the ending, yes. It absolutely. You know, as much as I hate to say this, the ending, funnily enough, sounds like a bootleg version of the actual Kyuriger ending.
Yeah.
Though the dance moves.
Oh.
Yeah, and the opening, I wouldn't say it's anywhere similar to the Kyuriger opening, but I didn't enjoy it anywhere near as much.
Even though it's the same artist.
Well, yeah, because of course they're going to bring back the same artist.
I like the opening. It's good.
It's the same thing with Amazon Season 2, where they tried to make something inspired by the original, but it comes nowhere close.
Again, I like the Korean versions better because
I haven't heard them yet.
We'll listen to them once we're done recording.
Yeah, the real nostalgia boner for me, though, is when you hear the instrumental thing of Candelaria's song.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was just like, oh, there it is. That's the good shit right there.
But yeah, I like the design.
That's some good shit!
No. Was it good for you too?
Smoking some Candelaria.
Yeah.
So.
The episode ends. Yep. The episode ends.
The episode ends!
The episode ends with Gun Tier, which is badass because he has a fucking
gun. Oh my god,
Gatling
like,
gun.
Despite the whole mixing up of the dinosaurs, the new Zudanryu are fucking badass!
Well, the one thing that I love, Lane will probably get it as well, with MMPR Toys, he's like, oh, and for all those that are wondering, pulls out the Dino Force Brave shit. Yes, I have heard of it! Stop asking me! I got it on eBay.
Raven, are you still awake?
Barely.
Okay, what did you think?
You know what I wish they did?
Hold on.
I wish they...
Hold on, sorry, Noble, hold on a second. Raven, what are your thoughts so far?
I really have no thoughts because I have zero context on Kyoryuger as a whole.
Fair enough.
Well, I mean...
So I haven't seen Kyoryuger, yeah. I haven't seen Dino Charge, I have zero idea what's going
what
on
thoughts
aside
can
this
you
is
offer,
supposed to be a sequel.
What thoughts can you offer from the perspective of someone who has not seen anything else?
It looks like a Sentai.
I mean, I can't argue that.
I can't really say much more than that.
Any thoughts on the designs, the suits, anything? The Zords, whatever. Give us something.
The chainsaw's cool.
Fuck yeah, the chainsaw's cool!
Yeah.
That was not in anything else! Yes,
where are my meninists? I need my meninists here.
What the fuck is that?
A meninist. It's basically people who just love things that are manly.
Oh, men, okay, sure.
But yeah, I wish they switched gun tier for Toba Spino with in the back sail being the gun. So he could hold it as a gun.
Just you know what this gun needs? The Koreans are just looking at the Gabutira. You know what this needs?
A gun on its head. A
gun to fight off the North Koreans. I mean aliens.
I'm gonna have dinosaurs with freaking Gatling guns attack.
We just get a this fucking Kim like... Jong Il monster of the week.
Hey, Paul Sagari, eat lead.
What? He does eat lead.
Oh shit! It's not working. And you see, like the chain, like basically the chain that go off gun tears does. Shells are just going everywhere.
Imagine
thousands.
Imagine if Guntira had a cold.
Oh, God. Jesus. Did you get out what you were trying to say earlier when we were talking to Raven?
Yeah, I just wish that they switched it for Gabutira to Toba Spino. That way it would be all the people are switching dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I would absolutely agree with you because I love Toba Spino way more than Gabutira.
Toba Spino,
And they could have made it where the Gatling gun was part of his back sail instead.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna watch the rest of this. Isn't it only like 12 episodes long?
Something like that. I'm definitely gonna watch more of this, and we're definitely gonna talk more about it whenever we have a smaller topic like Genmu level episode 3 was.
Or if we ever just feel like cramming a bunch of episodes together.
But yeah, speaking more on the absolutely rushed pacing, after like Kyoryu Red transforms for the first time and kicks random ass, he literally just
goes
like,
to Lucky Hero, opens up his sack.
Straight up bad touches Lucky Hero.
Yeah.
And pulls out, which he knew they were there somehow, two more Gabu Gabu revolvers and Judenchis and just hands them to the guy. Yeah, we're running out of time, so quick, become our two other Rangers so we can form the fucking Megazord.
Wow. That's so bad.
So in addition to Guntira, we get Stegosaw, which has the chainsaw, and Shovakera, which has
a
fucking shovel.
I'd like to think that Lucky Hero is like... Holding his knees in a corner, rocking back and forth. Thus, he touched me in weird places.
Unlucky you!
This is like Ninja all over again. I got a robot. I got a dragon. I got a dog. I got a train.
I got a rock.
I got a dump.
Dick.
I got a dump.
So,
no, he got a nitro.
Oh, man.
The episode ends with Creepy Green and Bitchy Pink looking on because they're going to be the features for episode 2.
This has worse pacing than my fanfic writing.
I don't know.
Have you read my fanfic writing?
No, and I don't want to.
It's really good.
So you say.
It does have pretty good pacing, I will say that. This story does have, like, amazing fucking pacing.
Oh, thank you, Noble.
Until Joe Schmo decides I'm going to kill my character or so I can create a new character every other month.
Which is probably what you've had countless discussions with both me and Raven. Should I kill off my character? Why are you asking us that? We don't know your story.
Hey, at least I listened to Tom's advice. If you don't have a purpose to kill off the character, don't kill him off.
Correct. Christ.
Anyways.
Jinx. That's the show. Thank you all for listening. This has been a fun episode.
Yeah.
And we filmed it much earlier than we usually did, so we're all in much more chipper moods.
And it's still like 11 o'clock at night.
Hooray!
So we legit have been going on for like 4 hours.
Charger Brave is okay.
Well, Exade discussion probably ran super long.
But yeah, I'm calling it now. If there was a third season, it's got to be Power Rangers Dino Ultra Charge. You can't. It's like, because like it was Dino Charge, Dino Super Charge.
No. They're gonna be worse. They're gonna call it Dino Super Mega Charge.
Super Mega Charge.
And Knuckles.
But it makes more sense with Ultra Charge. Like Ultra Charge.
Like the Ultra Sword. Did you not even think of that?
I want this to be Power Rangers so badly.
I mean, technically in Korea it is.
You're right. Yeah. And this is like the first of its kind of like a Korean original thing.
And you know what? For all its flaws, I hope we see more things like this.
Could you imagine Zoodyr?
Not that one in particular.
Tokyuger Returns.
They already did Tokyuger. They're not going back to it.
You know what I mean?
They legit did GoBusters, Tokyuger, Kyuriger. They reverse seasons. But they're not doing a ninja because Koreans don't like ninjas.
Uh-huh.
They like spies. Like North Korean spies.
Oh!
Anyways.
Next week, we will...
Don't say what it is. Actually, yeah, next week we're not going to be here because we'll be at Anime North.
Woo! You can find us if you live in the Toronto area.
If you can get to Toronto next weekend, it's at the International Plaza Hotel and the Toronto Congress Center. Flip us a message on any of our social media, which I'm about to rattle off like I do every week, and if we're around, we can hang out. Redcaster and I, and probably Pinkcaster, whatever, most of us, will be running a couple of game shows over the weekend, too. If you look for Anime Flash and Anime WTF, we will be running those.
Name that anime too?
No, we don't run that.
Not anymore?
Yeah, somebody at, well... More like they already have somebody who does it at North, so moving all of our stuff over, somebody else already does it, so...
The point is, we get staff badges.
And then there's the Kamen Rider and Super Sentai panels this year, so that means...
That nobody goes to.
Yeah, nobody goes to anymore.
Oh, and Lane and I will be selling stuff at the Nomi Noichi Friday night, including a lot of Toku toys!
Yeah. Oh, so,
As always...
And then I like to make a quick announcement, if I may.
You're pregnant.
We've known this whole time.
Is it that noticeable?
Yeah.
It's the hat.
It's the hat. But no. I will probably be taking a 2-week break from Cast Ranger. I'll still be doing Ultra Ranger and Enter the Amazons, but I might not be on the two main shows, Extra Extra.
Can't
or
you Discord in like these chaps have been doing?
I could, but...
Right?
Me,
I could, but I won't! Fuck you!
Like, I could, but...
Gar's just like, I'm taking a 2-week break. We're taking a 2-week break.
Well, technically a 1-week break.
Well, basically, like, after Anime North, I might not be on the show for 2 weeks.
But it will be 2 weeks till our next episode, so yeah. Kind of.
So, in which I might be on Discord for... Because... Should I say what our next feature topic is?
No, I have to... That I tell that exclusively to our Patreon supporters.
Fine. Can I at least gather a team together?
Sure.
Cool. I won't explain...
Wrong movie. That's Cho Superhero Tyson.
I won't explain how, but I'm just going to get a team together.
Okay.
But I definitely want to be here for Ninja vs. Zoodyr, because that's finally subbed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens.
Goodbye, everybody!
Anyways, thank you all for listening, liking, sharing, favoriting, subscribing, and just listening in general, even though I said that already. Primary source of our hijinks, as always, is castranger.podbean.com. Facebook.com/rscastranger, where we post memes and funny jokes and images on the regular. One of the funniest things that I posted recently was... Someone took Dan's head and put it on Joker from Persona 5. So I went and took it a step further and put Genmu's face mask over Dan's head, and it's fucking amazing.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Tweet at us at Ixy Studios. Check out our newly opened Discord server. A couple of people have been listening as we've been recording. And of course, please check out our Patreon and consider pledging to help us make the show better for you. With that, we will see you in 2 weeks!
Double episode, motherfuckers!
Unless you count Amazons and the new show coming up!
Ultra Ranger!
Shwa!
Goodbye.
Oyasumi.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.